Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
It will happen every now and then in my podcast.
Cause of Death.
That we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that I mean that liquids such as blood as an element will be the smallest problem.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
I'm looking forward to taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany. And my experience can be listened to here now.
Cause of Death.
Hello, I am happy that you are back on my Cause of Death podcast. Here's Marcel, the crime scene cleaner. In today's episode, I would like to describe a case that I had a few years ago. The client was a woman, and the topic you're about to hear is about control and trust. And I think everybody who has a partner knows this situation, and that is mistrust and jealousy. A few years ago, we received an assignment from a lady. She was a very, very petite person. She was just over 1.6 meters tall, which is important in the course of the story. She called us and said, "Watch out, you're going to have to come and see us. It looks wild here, and there is also a bit of blood to be seen," and so on. And of course, we always ask on the phone what's to be expected, so we know what kind of cleaning service we have to prepare. And at that time, she had not really come out with the truth, which is quite untypical. So, I couldn't really imagine what all this meant. I then asked, "Did someone die?" She said, "Nope, but it looks wild and I need your help. I can't do it alone, and I don't want my cleaning lady cleaning it either." Well, we then drove on site, and we stopped in front of a bungalow with our vehicle. It was a great property, an incredibly great designed garden. I will never forget that. And the driveway had a sensational stone wall and an underground garage with such a very, very, very futuristic glass staircase as an entrance. And I thought to myself, well, that makes sense. A break-in has taken place here. Cause of Death, the podcast, the crime scene. We rang the bell. The lady opened the door and she was a very neat older lady dressed in a costume. Well-kept, nicely done hair. It all looked quite natural. And above all, she was very sympathetic, I have to say. She greeted us very friendly and then I said to her, "Well, I'm assuming that there was a break-in here." Then she said, "What makes you think that?" That's how they described the situation. "But first, show me what happened." I was then invited into the bungalow, and when I saw these really spacious and sun-drenched, light-flooded rooms, I still thought, oh, this is a real designer villa. But the actual thing was that there were a lot of objects on the floor, and when we moved on to the office, a glass cabinet was smashed, and the bungalow had a lot of glass doors. They were all gone, too, all of them no longer intact. So every door was smashed, and then I asked her, "This place looks destroyed. Has there been a fight here?" Well, it was unusual for a break-in to see traces like this. I have experience in my job, and this was not the typical picture of a break-in. And she was very, very open with me and told me, "Nope, you're right. There was no break-in." Then I asked, "Yes, what happened?" "Yes, my husband. He deserved to be punished." And then she told me her story. Her husband came home in the evenings and for months, she had always suspected that something was wrong. So, the evenings were getting later and later when he got out of the office. They were both self-employed architects, and those office hours, without any projects that she knew about, got longer and longer. And because of this mistrust and these unusual working hours, she then started to somehow check his cell phone and his computer. And that's where she found what she was looking for. There was actually a text message that said, "Sparrow, you should have a look at the facts from customer XY. I expect an urgent order confirmation, or we should definitely talk about deepening our work in certain project areas. Clear evidence of very strange work behavior or tone amongst each other." And she identified the phone number, and found out that this phone number and these emails came privately from his secretary. You have to say that the secretary had a very long and close work relationship with him, and he himself was probably still in the business. She had withdrawn a bit from work in the last 3 years, and accordingly, the woman was very well known to her, but as it turned out later, not as good as she thought. On this supposed evening, when he came home late again, she confronted him, and he answered her honestly. He said, "Darling, you don't need to worry. There is nothing. Everything is fine. Don't worry." And she was not the kind of person who normally reacts emotionally. She said to me that she didn't recognize herself like that. But at that moment, her emotions just took control over her. She had enough and exploded from all the anger she had in her. And she went into the garage, got the golf bag and the golf club, and after she went up the stairs again, and he was standing across from her in the kitchen, she started beating him right away. She then told me that he wanted to escape from room to room, and that every time he closed the door, she smashed it. Then she confronted him again, and she somehow couldn't stop. She hurt him badly. He had to go to the hospital. And at the time of my assignment, he was probably still hospitalized there. Cause of death. The podcast. The Profiler. She then started crying terribly, and I asked her, "Why are you crying like that? I mean, sure, you may be sorry and you have hurt your husband. And is there anything I can do to help you? Is there anything you want to talk about?" Since she was already so open with me about everything, and I have to say, I always ask when I'm interested in something. I'm always that kind of person. If you don't ask, you don't get an answer. And if you ask nicely, you usually get a friendly reply. Not everyone immediately reveals their innermost feelings. But after questioning, the woman had said clearly and explicitly, "You know, my husband is innocent." So I asked, "What do you mean he's innocent? Why did you beat him up?" "Yes, I only found out afterwards. Yes, and why he was really innocent is easy to explain. The secretary, ever since she was hired, was a lesbian. No one ever knew and no one ever suspected. She was in a happy lesbian relationship. And these nicknames and this very personal thing between them simply had to do with the fact that they liked each other and this work would become intense. In the end, I also got to know her husband, and he said to me, 'You know, my wife, she no longer works in the company and she used to be so sweet.'" Each of you may have had this feeling in a relationship and asked yourself, "Can I trust my partner?" I mean, everyone is different. Some people live in open relationships. Some say, "No, monogamy is the only true thing," and however, that's up to everyone. But despite all this, the question of trust is sometimes very significant. And that is precisely the problem, that even if we trust people, we are vulnerable. Only the innermost circle of our people and people who we love can really hurt us. And that's why it is nothing else than understandable and also to accept that each of us has a certain fear of being hurt. And this means that the question of trust is something we ask the one who is important to us. But that is what I would like to consider at this point. And that is my view of things. Trust is part in every type of relationship. Otherwise, it's not a relationship, and it doesn't matter if it's a friend, and it doesn't matter if it's love. At the end, we are never safe from getting hurt. The only thing we should definitely do is actually show this person the respect and trust, because it's simply part of every relationship. That is what defines true love and true friendship. With that in mind, I'd like to say goodbye to you guys for today. As always, I really thank you for listening. I'm glad that you were part of it. See you soon. Yours, Marcel. That's it for the new episode of Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel, head of his own special unit and crime scene cleaner at more than 12,000 locations around the world. What can Marcel clean up for you? Anytime, worldwide. Get in touch or just click through to www.marcelengel.com. Empathetic, profound, honest. Cause of death is guaranteed to leave you not cold. Join us. I'm excited. Subscribe to the season and you won't be late for an episode.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel. Cause of death.